Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 86, Rob Parker.
All right, welcome into the podcast. We have a great show for you today. I am your host, Rob Parker, and former Astros manager Bo Porter will stop by and give us some playoff insight. Also, Newsday baseball columnist Dave Lennon, he'll also jump in, tell us about the Yankees and what they did in game one against the Indians. That and much more. Let's go.
Batter up. To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Oh my, what a baseball plethora on Wednesday. 8 playoff games, just a smorgasbord of games to watch, action to take in. It was incredible. But unfortunately for the Minnesota Twins and their fans, it was the same old story. The Twins were swept by the Houston Astros. The Twins have now lost. Are you ready for this? Hold on to your bonnet. 18 in a row. It's a North American sports record. 18 playoff games in a row. More than any NHL team, NBA team, NFL team. I mean, they are in first place by themselves with the record of 18 in a row. And it is just embarrassing. I mean, they played well down the stretch, won the division out of nowhere when it looked like they weren't going to win the division, had the home series, and then only wound up scoring two runs, and their bats just went totally silent. The Astros, who just didn't look like a good team, actually came into the series two games under 500, and they sweep them. So here we are again. If you're a Twins fan, you know what? You might as well cry in your beer, because they just seem like no matter what team is put together, how potent their offense is, who's pitching for them, who's the manager, none of it seems to matter. They keep losing.
Number two.
Say it isn't so. Yes, the most hated team in baseball America, the Houston Astros, are moving on. They didn't even have a winning record. Go look at the stats. Altuve had a terrible year. George Springer struggled. They didn't have Garrett Cole, who of course went to the Yankees, in their rotation. Verlander was hurt. What? The cheating scandal. They were berated and embarrassed and talked about and scolded by all the players and the fans of Major League Baseball. They luckily backed their way into the playoffs. Everybody thought maybe the Twins would beat them and that would be the end of the 2020 Houston Astros. We wouldn't have to see them or hear from them again, and that they basically got off scot-free because they didn't have to face the wrath of fans. But no, they're moving on to the division series, so the Astros aren't going anywhere anytime soon. They advance. And they continue to rub it in the fans, the face of baseball fans.
Number three.
It's been an incredible ride so far for the Miami Marlins, who won game one of their best of three wild card series against the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley on Wednesday. And the Marlins, when you think about how the season started for them with the COVID, they had 18 players test positive, and to think that they couldn't play games early on, the outbreak derailed their season. Coming into the season, they were 20-1. Those were the odds of them making the playoffs. You know, Derek Jeter has been ripped up and down about all the moves, how they've gotten rid of the big stars that the Marlins had, and all these young kids. They've used 61 players this year on their roster because of the COVID and because of other things and injuries, and they just had to keep digging. It tells you how deep their farm system is. But there they are with a chance to advance and knock off the Cubs, you know, after their game one victory. And you got to give Jeter some credit, because he was getting all the blame. And the one thing about the Marlins, don't poo-poo them. The last two times they've been in the playoffs, they've won the World Series each time. Yes, indeed, they have.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome to the program former Houston Astros manager Bo Porter, who has a new project we want to hear about called Core Magazine. He's also a baseball analyst for the Washington Nationals. Hey, Bo, welcome to the podcast.
Rob, thank you so much for having me on. I'm always a pleasure to be able to sit and talk baseball and sports with you.
No doubt. Let's just go real quick. The San Diego Padres, you know, made the playoffs, a great, exciting story. And then they get bad news. Their ace, Mike Clevinger, who they got from the Indians, couldn't pitch, is off the wild card roster. They put in Chris Paddock, who gets beat up in the first inning. How devastating is that, not to be able to have your ace go in game one?
Well, that's shocking news. I mean, whenever you look at, you know, teams that have good seasons and you think about the guy that you, from a standpoint of being confident every time they take the ball, it's a confidence boost to the ball club when you have your ace on the mound. And when you lose that component, it sends shockwaves throughout your ball club.
Speaking of pitching, let's get there. Tampa Bay, a lot of people like Tampa Bay. A lot of people think they're going to get to the World Series. We know about Snell, their ace, and their pitching. How good is their pitching, and is it good enough to get them to the World Series?
Well, one, I think it is good enough. And when you look at Tampa Bay, the strength of their pitching is the depth of it. And it's not just the depth when you look at their starters. And they're unconventional at the same time, meaning they're not afraid to use an opener. It's all about matchups. And they have one of the best bullpens in all of baseball.
Our guest is Bo Porter, former Houston Astros manager and MLB analyst. Let's talk about the Oakland A's. They lost game one of the playoffs. And for years, Bo, when they got in, a lot of times they went in as a wild card and they'd only have that one game and they wind up getting knocked out in the playoffs. They finally win the West. And if it would have been a one-game wild card, they would have been out because they lost game one. But they bounced back in game two. How good are the Oakland A's? And having a series finally looks like it might help them out.
Yes, I think, you know, having a series is definitely going to help them out. And when you look at the Oakland A's and the White Sox, I think this by far is the best matchup in the first round of the playoffs. And either one of these teams, whether it's the White Sox or whether it's the Oakland A's, either one of them can run the table to the World Series. But I think Oakland built a roster a little bit different this time. I think this roster is actually built for the long haul, and I have them coming out of this series against the White Sox and being able to advance.
Let's talk about advancing, and there's one team, and we all know the Los Angeles Dodgers are stacked. They were 43-17, by far the best team in baseball record-wise. Bo, do they have to win? The Dodgers haven't won a World Series since 1988, and they've also, when you look at it, been the World Series two of the last 3 years and haven't been able to win. Do they need to win this year?
I'm never one, Rob, that say World Series or bust because I realize just how hard it is to win a World Series. And when you look at the Los Angeles Dodgers and the tremendous success in which they've had, you know, on this run in which they've been on, I would say that this is the team that has been best suited to win the World Series. I think that they're more balanced now. When they added Mookie Betts and they went from a, you know, left-handed dominant lineup to where now they have the balance that they've been missing when you add Mookie Betts into that lineup with Justin Turner and the other guys that they have. So I think when you look over the course of, you know, the success in which the Dodgers have enjoyed, I believe that this roster is the best roster that they've taken into the postseason.
Let's talk about the Brewers, who they're facing. The Brewers were under 500. Christian Yelich struggled. No Lorenzo Cain. He opted out during the season. They were 29-31. Do they have any shot at beating the Dodgers?
Well, they do. I mean, when you look at – that's why you play the games, and the games are not won on paper. I believe the Dodgers are the better team. I believe that the Dodgers are going to come out of this series, but they won't come out of this series if they take the Brewers lightly. If they come out and they take care of business, I believe that they should be able to advance against the Brewers in two games. I don't think it goes three, but – that's why we play the games. The Brewers are not going to roll over, so the Dodgers are going to have to beat them.
Last thing, Bo, tell us about Core Magazine and how people can subscribe and find it.
Core is a magazine that's it's about champions of real excellence. We have five pillows with the magazine, and it's business, it's sports, it's leadership, it's philanthropy, and it's marketing. It's the website is www.core-mag.com. It's a quarterly periodical in which we're gonna.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day, or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
To feature, you know, stories about champions. Our first publication has the Apex of Sports, Mike Rizzo, Apex of Leadership, Bill Parcells. We have feature stories called Ball to Business, and that's players who have, you know, championed their balling career, and now they're championing the business space. And BJ Armstrong will be featured in that. We also have our Champions for Causes, and that is people who have championed their professional career, and now they're championing the philanthropic space. We're going to honor Negro League Museum President Bob Kendrick with our Champions for Causes. It's all about, when I thought about, you know, launching this magazine, Rob, it was about trying to inspire and empower people to want to do more and be more, and that's what being a champion is all about.
Man, congratulations. Best of luck. I can't wait to look at it and get it. Subscribe. Thank you, Bo. Bo Porter's his name. Thanks for your insight and your knowledge.
Yes, I appreciate you, Rob.
Hey, pet parents. Have you heard of Just Food for Dogs? Since 2010, we've been helping dogs everywhere live healthier, longer lives through the power of fresh, whole food nutrition. Our meals are formulated by an in-house team of veterinarians, and we only use human-grade meats and veggies with zero preservatives. After transitioning to Just Food for Dogs, pet parents report seeing more energy, firmer stools, improved health, and even longer lives. Give us 2 weeks, and we'll change your dog's life forever. Visit justfoodfordogs.com/mobile and save 10% on your first purchase.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Well, the 2020 regular season is in the books, and it was historic, if not wildly unorthodox. The champs finished in last. The Marlins are in the playoffs. Juan Soto posted the highest OPS for any player under 22 in MLB history. But I'm here to talk about Shane Bieber again. Yes, the Indians ace will likely lock up the Cy Young, probably unanimously, by virtue of winning the pitching triple crown, leading the league in wins, ERA, and strikeouts. Bieber was so good, he didn't just lead the AL in those categories, he led all of baseball, something that has not been done since Johan Santana did so for the Twins in 2006. Looking even farther back, the previous American League pitcher to lead all of baseball in those categories was the Tigers' Hal Newhouser back in 1945. Now, Bieber became the fastest player to reach 100 strikeouts in a season, doing so in just 62 and a third innings, and his 14.2 K per nine set another all-time mark, besting Garrett Cole's number from last season. His 1.63 ERA was the lowest by an AL pitcher since they lowered the mound in 1969 to make it easier on the hitters. And, here we go, the analytics, his ERA plus, which takes league and ballpark into account, and every number over 100 is a percentage point better than league average, was a monstrous 281. That means he was 181% better than league average. And that number was only eclipsed by Pedro Martinez back in 2000. So even though it was only 12 starts, it was one of the most remarkable seasons for a pitcher in MLB history.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
Or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
The Astros barely made it into the 16-team playoffs and really haven't looked like a team capable of winning a World Series, especially considering that they don't have the advantages that they had in the past. But they swept the Minnesota Twins in the wild card series. JR, is it foul or fair to say that manager Dusty Baker has enough to lead Houston to a World Series title?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Winning the World Series comes down to pitching. And while Houston doesn't have a dominant staff, 12th in MLB and ERA, without Verlander and Cole as they had in past runs, it still has a competent staff. A Hall of Fame coach with more playoff experience than any of the other managers, and they have some of the MLB's best players who have already got the job done in clutch situations. Springer is a former World Series MVP. Michael Brantley's still a hit machine, and Jose Altuve is due to get hot, and now might be the best time for him. Alex Bregman's also a beast. Despite the accusations, the Astros have a winning culture, and in this wacky season, anything can happen. There's no clear-cut favorite, and if a few things fall the Astros' way, they could definitely end up in the World Series. Besides, Rob, they have a lot riding on this. Respect, legitimacy, and the championship legacy of Dusty Baker.
Take out the papers in the trash!
Yeah. It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's trash comes from Ajax in Detroit. He tweeted me this. The Dodgers better beat the Brewers. Milwaukee didn't even belong in the playoffs. The Brewers were 29-31, worse than a 500 record. If the Dodgers lose again and don't get to the World Series with this squad, they have to say bye-bye to manager Dave Roberts. If you want your tweet read here on Trash Talking, hit me up on my Twitter, at RobParkerFS1, and you too could be like AJ.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast a friend of mine. I used to work with him at Newsday, the fine baseball columnist for Newsday in New York, Dave Lennon. Dave, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Rob, how's it going, man?
Man, doing great. I love to catch up with you and talk some New York Yankees baseball, so let's do that. And first I want to say, Dave, was Game 1 a statement sent out by the Yankees to the American League that when they're healthy and got all their pieces, they're dangerous? Because they beat up on Shane Bieber, who everybody thinks will win the American League Cy Young. How impressive was that game?
Well, Rob, you know how New York is. I mean, we were really giving it to the Yankees pretty hard back here about how this was a team that was only a creation of the Bronx. You know, they needed to be in their comfy stadium with the short porch, where they were 22-9 this year. They were terrible on the road. If they didn't get home field advantage, they were going to get knocked out quickly. And, of course, you know, the Yankees are out telling us, yeah, we'll be fine, short season. When the lights go on, you know, we'll be ready. And what did they do, Rob? You know, they made us look stupid once again because, you know, when they showed up in Cleveland and you're facing, let's face it, I mean, Bieber's a Cy Young winner. We don't have to say things like presumptive or favorite.
Right.
He's winning the Cy Young. And what the Yankees did to him on opening night of the playoffs, you're right, 100% statement game. Four pitches in, Judge takes him over the wall. And, Rob, you know, when Aaron Judge does something like that, you see the rest of the Yankees line up pretty quickly to follow him. Four home runs, never really a game. Even when it was close early, it just didn't feel like a game with Gerrit Cole on the mound.
Speaking of Judge, let's go there. I think that was his ninth postseason home run. If this guy could ever stay healthy, I mean, and you're right, he's a lightning rod for that team. And when he plays well, I've seen this guy, and you have, hit big postseason home runs to tie games, to do things. How good can he be if he could just stay healthy?
But the problem, Rob, is that, you know, we forget sometimes because he's like in and out of the lineup so much because he's been hurt the past couple years. I mean, this season, Rob, he was headed for the MVP. You know, before he suffered that calf strain. I mean, he was putting up Trout-like numbers before he went on the injured list. Then he comes back, and in the last 10 games, you know, he only came back for the last 10 games of the regular season, didn't hit a home run, had one extra base hit. I think he was hitting around 190. And again, everybody was wondering, is Judge going to be okay, you know, for the playoffs? Does he still need more time to get ready? But again, some guys just have it, Rob, right? I mean, some guys, when October shows up or late September, wherever we are right now, they're ready. You know, a switch goes off in them, and Judge is one of those guys. And you just can't hit a bigger home run for his team than he did on Tuesday night.
No doubt about it. Our guest is Dave Lennon, the baseball columnist for Newsday in New York. Let's talk about Tanaka, who was the Game 2 starter for the Yankees. And people might not realize how great he's been in the postseason, in pinstripes, with coming into Wednesday night. He had a 1.76 ERA. He's been lights out.
I mean, it's hard to believe, Rob, is that when the Yankees first signed Tanaka to that $155 million deal, you know, he was the big ace in Japan that they got. Within the first couple months, you know, they thought he was going to need Tommy John surgery. And we're talking 7 years ago. But what he did was they decided to do, you know, that the platelet rich plasma injections. He did some rehab, came back. Elbow has never bothered him again. And the guy really, he's been the ace of the staff. You know, you've seen it through CeCe, went from being an ace to kind of moving further down in the rotation. You know, they have Cole now, so he's moved up to be the number.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
One, but the real constant here, Rob, all along has been Tanaka. And with the Yankees, as you know, the greatness of a pitcher or a player is always measured in October. The regular season is fine. Whatever numbers you put up during the regular season is fine. But you really separate yourself and you really become kind of a Yankee legend with your performance in October. And that's what Tanaka's done. I mean, he's been a big game pitcher for them since he's arrived, and you know they're hoping from the same things with him this postseason.
Last thing, Dave, when it comes to the Indians, just offensively, when I look at that lineup, a lot of guys scuffling. Do they have enough hitting? Because I know they have pitching, but do they have enough hitting? And the other thing going into game two on Wednesday night is that they had lost their last nine elimination games. When you look at that lineup, is it as weak to you as it is to me?
Well, Rob, if you talk to people around the league when, you know, when the playoff seedings were starting to kind of come together, you know, teams didn't want to play the Indians, but it was because of their pitching staff. You know, in a short series, nobody wanted to face their top three guys. in Bieber, Carrasco, and Plesac. Those are the pitchers that scared people. And in a short series, that was enough, especially with their bullpen, too, with their top bullpen guys. So, you know, would you talk to any other teams around, but offensively, Rob, no. I mean, this lineup falls off pretty quickly after Jose Ramirez, who, you know, she should be the MVP in my mind, too, of the American League. Lindor had a really down year for him, Rob. So, no, there's just not a lineup that scares you. You know, in years past, the Indians have really been known as kind of an offensive team that could really kind of knock you around Progressive Field. That's not the case this year. And if the Yankees come in there and beat them up like they did in game one, you know, they can do some serious damage. So it's just not a deep enough lineup, even if they get by the first round, I think, to really be a threat much further.
All right, his name is Dave Lennon. He's a fine baseball columnist, a friend of mine. We used to work together when I worked at Newsday. And, Dave, thanks for joining the podcast, man. We appreciate it.
We miss you, Rob, back east. Have a good time out there on the coast, and stay safe.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino, that's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup free when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On the card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now it's time for some Diamond Dust with Wish TV's Phil Sanchez.
Out of here!
He played baseball in college. Now hear his MLB knowledge.
Well, when you watch the playoffs over the next few weeks, take a close look at some of the bats the players are using, specifically the knob of some of those bats. There you'll see a label with a graphic design of black and white hands clasped over the words heal and unite. It's all part of an initiative started by former Cincinnati Reds great and Hall of Fame shortstop Barry Larkin. Larkin is the founder of the Project Unity initiative, which is aimed at bringing people together on and off the field. Larkin says that he came up with the idea in light of everything going on in our country, from COVID-19 to police brutality. Now, the idea has the backing of MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, who said, quote, "Historically, our game has played a unique role in uniting our country during challenging times. We hope Project Unity can help play a small role in making a difference." Larkin is also raising money for several groups that will help improve diversity within the game. As far as the bats go, though, Larkin says that he hopes all players consider using them, but he also understands that baseball players are creatures of habit and says that he's more than okay with players using the bats they feel most comfortable with. Either way, though, every little bit helps. Hat tip, Barry Larkin, you deserve it.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL for one reason and one reason only. There always seems to be memorable moments, walk-off home runs or hits that just make you remember those moments. And we saw that on Wednesday when Freddie Freeman had the walk-off RBI single to send the Braves to a 1-0 victory over the Cincinnati Reds in extra innings. It was a drama. It was theater. And it reminded me that the last time the Reds had a walk-off hit to lose a playoff game, are you ready? It was 1975. And the Boston Red Sox beat them in the World Series on that famous foul or fair home run by Carlton Fisk. Take a listen.
The 1-0 delivery to Fisk. He swings, long drive, left field. If it stays fair, it's gone. Home run! The Red Sox win! And the series is tied 3 games apiece.
Carlton Fisk hit a 1-0 pitch.
They're jamming out on the field. His teammates are waiting for him. The ball hit the foul pole, and the Red Sox have sent the World Series into Game 7 with a dramatic 7-6 victory.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.